Stop 13, Pall Mall. It's time now to head back towards the old post office building, where we began. You can go along Pall Mall or through Rosalind Park and back across the bridge. And just one more story while you go, about who it was that first discovered gold in Bendigo Creek. There are a few contenders for this title, but the story that wins most hearts is that of Mrs. Margaret Kennedy and her friend Mrs. Farrell. It was 1851 and they lived on Ravenswood Station, away south towards Castlemaine. Their husbands being away on station business, Mrs. Kennedy and Mrs. Farrell went to the diggings at Castlemaine to see how it was done. Then they came up here and camped on an open, treeless flat on the other side of Pall Mall, where the main Bendigo shopping centre now stands. It was September 1851, and the two women camped here in a Maya Maya, a bark hut, something like a tent. They met no one, neither black nor white. Bendigo the Bullocky was long gone. In Bendigo Creek, the women hoisted up their dresses, waded into a waterhole, and began panning for gold as they'd seen it done at Castlemaine, only using a milk dish. The first gold they found came from along the banks of the creek in the sods of grass. Unable to separate it out from the rough gravel, they stored some in quart pots and pannikins and stashed the rest in their spare stockings. After a fortnight, two men in red shirts approached, along with a third who had only one arm. Thinking them police, Mrs. Kennedy and Mrs. Farrell threw the contents of the milk dish and a stocking of gold into the water. But the men weren't police. One, Henry Frensham, was a gold seeker himself, and soon he would write to the newspapers with particulars of his discovery of gold at Bendigo. And the one-armed man would distribute a circular telling of the two women with quart pots and stockings full of gold. And that's how the Bendigo rush began. The name Sandhurst, by the way, stuck to the place for 39 years. But many of the old-timers neither forgot nor forgave the tyrannical era of the gold licence when every decision was imposed on diggers from above, even the naming of their town. And so began a campaign to reinstate the name Bendigo. The Bendigo Advertiser summed up the case for change, asserting the town's original name as a good one, a strong, manly name as befits a mining community. A correspondent to the Advertiser, signing himself Digger of 52, wrote that he considered Sandhurst a hateful name. And at a vote in 1891, a vast majority of Bendigonians dumped Sandhurst in favour of Bendigo. Well, that's my story of Bendigo, and I hope you've enjoyed the walk. As I said at the beginning, all this should never have been here. But it is here. Not because it had water, the essential of life, but instead it had gold.
A young man left his native shores, for trade was bad at home, and to seek his fortune in this land, he crossed the briny foam. When he went to Bendigo, it put him in a glow to hear the sound of the windlass and the cry, "Look out below."
You should now be back at the old post office, where we began. This song, performed by Danny Spooner, is one from the renowned Goldfields minstrel Charles Thatcher. He was once the star attraction at the Shamrock Hotel, right across the road from here. And that's it from me. I'm Robin Anear, and I think I'll pop across to the Shamrock myself to wet the whistle and take a breather. Thanks for taking the tour with me. Bye for now. Oh, you can join me if you like.
Well, among the rest, he took his chance, and his luck at first was vile, but still he solved to persevere, and at length he made his pile. Says he, "I'll take me passage and home again." again I'll go, and I'll bid farewell to the windless and the cry, look out below. But he arrived in London once again, and his gold he freely spent, and into every gaiety and dissipation went. But pleasures, when prolonged too much, of causes pain you know, and he missed the sound of the windlass and the cry, look out below. And thus he reasoned with himself, oh, why did I return? For the digger's independent life I now begin to yearn. Here purse-proud lords the poor oppress, but there it is not so. Give me the sound of the windlass and the cry, look out below. And so he started back again. What a charming little wife! And he says there's nothing comes up to the jolly digger's life. Ask him if he'll go back again, he'll quickly answer no. For I love the sound of the windlass and the cry, look out below. Yes, I love the sound of the windlass and the cry, look out below.
This Bendigo Town Tour was researched by David Bernier and Catherine McKenzie, written by Jan Masitsky, edited by Lee Fox, narrated by Robin Anea, and produced by the Storyteller's Guide to the World. The Heritage Consultant was Dr. Keir Reeves of the Cultural Heritage Unit at the University of Melbourne. Music was performed by Kate Burke, Danny Spooner, Ricky Nelson, Jan Masitsky, Jane Thompson, Wong Cheng Ting, Dame Nellie Melba, John McCormack and Mary Thorpe. You also heard the voices of James Benedict, Andrew McKenna, John Flowers, Ken Radley, Jeff Hocking and Russell Jack. Recording and technical production was by Mickey Levis at the Instrumental Music Centre in Castlemaine, with additional recording by Daryl Evans and Andrew Skioch. For a CD of the music and this and other tours, please contact storytellersguide.com.au. This Bendigo tour is one of a series of tours of the Central Victorian Goldfields for driving, walking and on bicycle. The other tours include town tours of Castlemaine, the Diggings Tour, the Eureka Reef and the Eagle's Eye Tour, which all link together to create a big goldfield story. They can all be downloaded at visitvictoria.com, that's visitvictoria.com, or collected from the visitor information centres in Castlemaine, Maldon or Bendigo. The nearest to you here in Bendigo is in the old post office building in Pall Mall. This audio-visual project is a collaboration between the Mount Alexander Shire Council, the City of Greater Bendigo, Parks Victoria and Heritage Victoria, with funding from Regional Development Victoria. Copyright rests with the Mount Alexander Shire, City of Greater Bendigo and the individual songwriters. So thanks for coming on the Bendigo Town Tour.